cold, as they called them, hot, they'd rake them back and put a skillet in there with cornbread in it, or would be cornbread. Cover it over.
Did they have any special name for that cornbread or nothing like that?
Just cornbread.
Shredded cornbread?
Just cornbread.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody cook down on cold.
We didn't, and my father and mother didn't, but now there was people that did.
The open place, did you ever hear
call
it the hearth or hearth?
Yeah, that was out front. See, if coals come out, there was a place of rock at that time, I guess now it'd be something that they call that the hearth, so it wouldn't catch a fire.
And what about the, sometimes on some fireplaces up above it, you'd have a place where people might set a vase or a picture. Right above the fire.
Called it a mantle, wasn't it?
And the thing the smoke would go up, you call it?
Chimney.
Did you ever have to keep that clean? Mm-hmm. What'd you do to clean that?
Well, I saw my father go on top and get him a great big rag of some kind, boil them together, and I suppose he put kerosene on them. He put something.
That black stuff that form up in there, what would you
call it?
And after the logs and all that burned, you call it, what was left, you call that the...
ashes.
And the... any of them around here ever, when they had the houses, have a closet like in the kitchen where they store canned goods and that kind of thing? What would they call that?
Cupboard.
Did y'all have one in your house?
Yeah, yes. No.
I guess it, the way houses are built now, you don't sit in there all that.
I went to kitchen cabinets.
What about, did they ever have a special room or anything where they would store a lot of worthless things? You had just a bunch of stuff you just keep in the middle, wasn't work very much.
Well, with us, in that particular home, they take it up overhead because there's plenty of room up there.
What would you? Have a name for a lot of just old worthless stuff that maybe you ought to throw away, but you keep it anyways, and that's just a lot of old.
Well, us children want to call it junk.
I guess it's junk unless you own it.
And we'd have apples and nuts and different things up there, and they'd keep all that. There's enough heat.
In your kitchen there, what kind of did you cook on in there?
The stove with wood.
Wood stove. And when the smoke went out of there, how did they have a pipe running?
Stove pipe.
Did that run to the chimney or out to
it? No, that's went to the, I'm not sure.
Did they have any special name for it when outside the house there? Were you stove pipe running?
I don't remember any special name.
Did you ever hear the flu or anything?
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, that was where it went through your roof. And back at that time, you just didn't know much about a flu. And a lot of times they didn't have no flu, but they'd have it cut out, and then they'd put metal or something over the top to keep from leaking. But there wouldn't actually be no flu.
I guess a later development.
Now, my boy tried to write one of them on insurance, but I've saw them out there 40, 50 years old. You couldn't write them anymore.
I guess it's all last. Your house, did you have a place maybe outside built on the house you might sit out in a rocking chair or something?
You had a front porch. That's what they call it.
Did you ever hear him? Have different names for porches, or was that mostly just a term for maybe one on the back?
Front porch and back porch, and there wasn't much back porch there.